This is KUNM. I'm Elaine Baumgartel. Voters whittled the eight-candidate race for mayor down to just two contenders yesterday, State Auditor Tim Keller and Westside City Councilor Dan Lewis. Nearly 97,000 people voted in Albuquerque's election last night, and that's significantly more ballots than the dismal citywide election 4 years ago. KUNM's Marisa DeMarco reports.
Today, citizens of our city came out to vote like they haven't in a long time. Yeah.
Tim Keller still has a few weeks of campaigning in front of him before the November 14th runoff election. The race is nonpartisan, but Keller's a Democrat and Lewis is conservative. Keller said he won't have a problem reaching across the divide.
My track record of fraud, waste, and abuse speaks to everyone, especially conservative voters, and so does my bipartisan track record in the Senate. Having passed the most bills there, I think folks realize that I'll get things done. Even if we don't agree on everything, we'll agree on most things.
He took home a healthy chunk of the votes, about 39%. Justin Montgomery said he's looking for a mayor who will restore the city's police force. He's a member of the Police Officers Association and a Keller supporter.
We were at 1,100 officers before Barry took office. Barry kind of decimated this police department. 250 officers have left since, and we cannot sustain this downward spiral.
Crime was the number one issue on voters' minds heading into Election Day. During the course of the campaign, Keller pledged to hire more officers and a new chief of police. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
I'm Mallory Begay. Dan Lewis and his supporters were both caught off guard at his watch party when a campaign member rushed over to his podium and told him he made it to the runoff. Now, Lewis is gearing up for one more election. He said his platform is far different from Tim Keller's.
And so there are some very different approaches on how we'd go about the challenges that are plaguing our city right now. And I think we're going to get plenty of opportunity to be able to distinguish ourselves.
The runoff will allow people to see he's running a campaign that's stronger than Keller's, Lewis said, on crime, education, and jobs. The goal is to gain the support of people who didn't vote for Keller.
We'll reach out to the people that voted for other candidates that are like-minded, and we're going to really come together.
Jay Williams was one of dozens of supporters who stayed at a local venue until election results came in.
I feel excited. I feel pumped. I mean, we've got a chance to turn the city around, to renew this city, and we've got a candidate that's bold enough to do it.
Williams said he's most concerned with crime and how it could affect his family. Lewis is the only candidate, he said, who's willing to do whatever it takes, even if it means crossing party lines. For KUNM, I'm Mallory Begay.
There are a lot of Republicans here tonight. If you look around, you've seen them.
I'm Sarah Trujillo. Brian Cologne was neck and neck with Lewis, but failed to make the runoff election. Cologne said he's proud that his campaign didn't run a single negative ad.
And I know that the people that came to the table for our campaign will stay involved in the city of Albuquerque because they do believe that coming together is the way you build and lift up a city.
It's not about the politics, Cologne said. He wouldn't comment on the other candidates, but plans to keep his focus on community engagement. Many of his supporters know him personally, people like Stephen Martinez, who said he's proud that Cologne ran a clean campaign.
I feel like Brian was the only one who really kept the gloves on.
Martinez said Tim Keller is playing both sides by taking public financing while also benefiting from private PAC money that supported his campaign.
And I think it's really easy for people like Tim who procured public financing to go at people like Brian and say, oh, you're representing the corporate interest. Well, go tell that to the people who formed your PAC.
Politics is a ruthless game, Martinez said. It's all about public perception. Cologne got over 16% of the vote. For KUNM, I'm Sarah Trujillo.